Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models. I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with comedians Brandi Howard, Julie Goldman, and Shane Douglas. Comedian Shane Douglas, good morning.
Hey.
How are you, ladies?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. We were just talking about, which I didn't know existed. You would like to go to a cat show.
Dying to go to a cat show. I want to go to the cat show where they do the thing and they put Ooh La La and all the other cats on the runway and we see the cats.
She's talking about like a cat competition, you know, than a cat convention.
Yeah, see, I'm more interested in a kitty convention.
I would love a kitty convention.
Yeah, where we could like, you know, see kitties, touch them.
Yes. Yes. I want that too.
Right. Pet them, play with them.
I do want you to know that I did have to just, because I had to Google cats and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what came up?
What?
A new film called Cat Daddies.
Tell us about it. Is the trailer for Cat Daddy? Yeah, why didn't they ask me to?
I don't know, but it should. It's like a hot
cameo
dude with a cat on him.
Wow.
Check it out.
No, you have one cat, Julie.
I have one cat, a big flame point Himalayan.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, incredible cat that Brandi found.
Because of Monkey.
Because of Monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Monkey was a blue point Himalayan. So you are thinking about a second cat.
I have to admit.
When isn't she? She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
It's always running in her head. Another cat.
I mean, I'm thinking like a hamster would be good or a guinea pig. That's fun. I will literally, if I had the money, it would be bad. It would be bad.
She has a bird, like a bird, like little house that attaches to the window for the cat to look at, and a mouse got in it. And I had to say to her, "You can't bring that mouse inside. You understand? You can't feed the mouse. Please don't bring the mouse inside." And she's like, "Okay, I won't." And I was like, "Don't." It goes there every day. And I'm like, "Leave the mouse alone."
There's a mouse in the cage.
It might be a rat, but I think that
it's in the birdhouse.
It comes at around 9 to 10.
Mice and men.
It eats the bird food.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's so cute, and I have to admit, I will pop out gently and just be like, "It's fine. Hi.
Hi. It's just me. So, we're all just living here. I'm not going to hurt you."
To the rat.
Yeah. I have also I have also worked it so that I could get a squirrel to sit on me and eat nuts in the last place I lived.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got the squirrel to sit on your lap? No, those have all kinds of like
maybe
diseases and things
like
that.
We had a full nut salad. We named it Lunchy. It would crawl on her. I'd film it. I kept my distance, but I liked it to go on her and like almost bite her and stuff.
Wait, so the squirrel would sit on your lap?
Yeah.
And you would feed it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you're thinking about another cat. You just have to stop at two. That's what I realized.
Right. Because you don't think about getting more.
I think about it all the time, but I can't. I can't get more than two cats.
Did you grow up with cats?
I did.
Okay.
So that's everything. I grew up with all kinds of animals. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Not rats.
Squirrels?
Well, I did have a hamster, excuse me, that my father threw into the woods, and I've never forgiven him for it. And
that's
I think
like Krista. She let Alice's hamster out, remember, in the rain.
That's why Julie has issues.
Right.
Oh, I will save. And the only thing I will not handle is a bug. Everything else.
I'm not into spiders.
To me, that's like I'll kill them,
but
family.
Whatever. I don't. I'm not one that like puts them in the Kleenex and takes them outside. I immediately kill it.
Yeah,
I make sure it's dead. I squeeze it. Yeah. So hard to make sure it's dead.
Yeah, I go. You did. You spider. I don't want any bugs in the house. A spider included. It's gonna bite you. You're gonna eat it. Something we don't want. We don't. I can't.
Okay, well, I did want to, I think you might have heard, there was some sad news that Monroe had lost her fish over the weekend, coral. However, I called Scott, a fish guy, and I said, look, I need some help. I want to put multiple fish in there. So he's mentioned maybe guppies. So I said, well, okay, well, I'm interested in getting, then I guess, guppies. Within 1 hour, Scott was sending me videos from a fish store. Within 1 hour after the phone call. So he just was probably waiting there with his keys to go to the fucking pet store. So he sent me all kinds of videos. I'm like, I don't know what kind to get, whatever. How many can I get? Well, because of the size of the fish and the length of the fish, and it's basically what they're recommending is, you know, you can get a fish for every gallon. It's a 5 gallon aquarium, so I'll get 5 fish. I'm like, okay. So then he comes back. He's so into this.
Wow, he wouldn't have came in hot with the 5.
Yeah. So five he guppies. Got 5. We're calling them bubble guppies because that is one of Monroe's favorite shows on Nick Jr. Do we have the
guppies? Bubble,
bubble,
bubble. Guppy, guppy, guppy.
Bubble,
bubble, bubble. Guppy.
Bubble Guppy.
God, it's good.
It's one of Shane's favorite shows,
what
too.
What happens
it
on
is.
Bubble Guppy?
We love it. It's real cute show.
It's so cute. They learn, they talk, they eat lunch every day.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, they talk about that. What they eat.
So he came over with a bag of guppies. I'm like, oh, those are really... And what I would like about these is that I really think that Coral had a terminal illness because Coral never really was very active. She would just lie down on the rocks.
What?
And everyone always thought she was dead.
On the racks?
The rocks. The rocks.
Like,
yeah.
Was she grilling her? Yeah. Okay.
So we were very excited because these fish actually swim.
Yeah, very lively.
And they're really lively. Yeah. But I said, wow, those are really pretty guppies. They're not guppies. They're zebra danios.
Ooh.
They're more resilient than guppies. They originate from South Asia. They're freshwater fish. Okay. Apparently now we have, which I looked up, I'm like, you mean zebra fish? They're zebra danios. I'm like, okay, well, we're just going to call them zebra fish. And I named them.
Okay.
So I think they're boys. I assume they're boys.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I picked up Monroe from school yesterday, and I said, very exciting news. We got 5 new bubble guppies, and then we have to sing bubble guppies. And then she's like, what are we going to name them? I said, Daddy has named them already. They're 5 boys. I've named them after all of the, well, so far, men that have not called Shane back after either they've kissed him at a bar or they've gone on a date with him or they just flat out had sex with him. So
is that what you told Monroe? Yeah.
So I've named them James, Aaron, Jamie, Jacob, and then, of course, Andrew.
Mm.
So we have
things.
James, Aaron, Jamie, Jacob, and Andrew.
Let's not be surprised if Andrew's somehow missing one day. She's going to walk in and be like, where's Andrew? And Shane's going to be like, that was delicious.
Now, James, which ones are the ones you hooked up with at High Tops?
James was the one for my birthday who I gave the tequila shot to and who kissed me.
Okay. which one was Aaron?
Same with Aaron. Aaron was also High Tops.
Okay, Jamie?
High Tops.
Jacob?
That was Lee Stahishan.
Oh, nice. In Richland.
Washington, yes.
And then we know Andrew.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get a little, because is she going to decorate the tank? We could get a little High Tops bar and put it in there.
Yeah.
That would be amazing because we've renovated the aquarium once already. And so what we do is we just get rid of all the rocks, all the little, right now there's a shell house of some kind.
Yeah. It's not. It's
we fine. Need to redo it. We need to remodel. So I think we should.
I mean, per your branding, it wouldn't be
totally.
Jeff Lewis if you weren't remodeling the fish tank.
It's right. been a year. It's
we need some grays and taupes and some black accents.
Put some wallpaper.
But yes, I think I already mentioned that to Scott that we should
revamp.
Oh, and by the way, you shouldn't be doing colored rocks. I'm like, why?
It's not natural.
It's not natural, and what happens is the rocks bleed, and it's bad for the fish. Okay, I'll take my chances.
Okay.
She likes the pink
I'm going to take my chances. I like the color in the aquarium.
Sorry if anything toxic leaches out into the fishes. That's not what we care about.
I mean, if you and Scott, I'm just imagining 15 years from now, you're stuck with some old, huge, people that love fish, they end up with the huge koi fish. Yep. It's all.
Oh, it's worse than that.
I mean, is he going to have some giant, smelly.
Worse. He brought it up before, like a year ago. And now that we're in a good place, he feels like he can bring it back up again. Uh-oh. So he's like, I really would like, in the next house, I'd really like a fish room. I'm like, that's not fucking happening. There's no fish room. Unless it's like a basement. And then I don't care what happens down there. He can have all the aquariums he wants.
Why didn't he go into like marine biology or whatever?
Well, interesting that you say that.
Oh boy.
He worked at SeaWorld for a year and a half when he was 18, mm-hmm. which is why we should probably do it now. But there, we have a news story today, which is, I think, SeaWorld related.
Well, I do want to say that I would have given anything to have, like, hot Scott at SeaWorld, like, in the late 90s. I'd be like, I don't know, I just feel like going to SeaWorld, like, every week. Like, there's just, like, a super hot guy working at SeaWorld. Female dolphins apparently have pleasure sex organs, which were just as, I mean, we're going to assume that's the clitoris.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Oh. It is. The, and that what's exciting about that is that that's one of only a few animals in the entire planet of animal tree that has a clitoris and a pleasure center.
They also have big dicks, dolphins.
Big dicks. that's the reason to
I
go
mean,
to
we
Sea
hear
World.
That all the time. Like, that guy had a dolphin dick. I hope he has a dolphin dick.
Bring your big dick, Flipper! Bring your big dick over here, Flipper!
Oh, yeah! Well, I'm a Flipper dick!
Okay, so first of all, one of Scott's... Okay, so it wasn't his job, but he worked for this company, I guess, called Freeze Frame. So what would happen is they worked in conjunction with SeaWorld, so he would take pictures of people swimming with dolphins, and then he would sell the pictures.
That old chestnut.
To, like, a dolphin porn site?
No, like, you go in the tank, you swim with the dolphin, you want to, like, commemorate.
That's literally the only thing people do when they swim with dolphins. Yes. All they care about is the one moment with the photo. They don't even care about the dolphin. Yeah. They're just like, how do I look? And they're like, you know.
Well, what Scott told me is he said, all right, so the coworker said, you got to keep an eye on the huggers. That's what they called them at SeaWorld, the huggers. And I'm like, what the fuck are huggers? He goes, yeah. He goes, those are the guys that they will touch the dolphins inappropriately and sometimes, like, jack them off.
Oh, my God.
The male dolphins. Or are they fingering the female dolphins?
Because they have a clitoris.
They could be doing both. Right. I don't know. So he said you can buy sardines. The huggers would buy sardines for $5, and they would feed the dolphins, and at that point they would also kind of cop a feel.
That is...
I mean, I will say we swam with dolphins, even though we know it's horrific and wrong and they're rotting basically and whatever. And we were fine with it. We were in Cancun. And they did take us to and then they had this part where you could go like basically go take a picture with like a sea lion or walrus. What was it?
I was a sea lion.
And I'm going to say Julie was a hugger of the sea lion. I'm not going to lie. She was clinging on.
Sorry,
she was five-stage clinger.
I fingered the sea lion. All right.
Just I was like, Jesus, give the sea lion some room.
I will hug whatever animal is possible. I will.
I know.
I don't care. I will do it.
Not a monkey, though. I'm afraid of monkeys.
I will do it with a monkey.
I'm not going to.
I've been bit.
Hug monkeys.
Yeah, they.
Oh, I will.
But dolphins, which interesting, they have sex for pleasure, not just procreation. And
which
they
is
have.
Great.
Their dolphins are horny. They have sex all the time. Mm. And then dolphin sex, what I read, it doesn't last very long. It's like 10 seconds. And the male dolphin can ejaculate multiple times per hour. So I've come to the conclusion that I'm half dolphin.
10 seconds. Yeah, well, we heard about your dolphin dick.
Don't you know there's that whole group of people who claim they've been sexually assaulted by dolphins? They claim it's a real thing that, like...
Is that Alyssa to get out of work? Is that her next excuse?
I'm so traumatized. I just...
Just so you know, everyone got COVID at the same time, but Alyssa's symptoms are lingering so she could work at
Listen,
home.
Listen, bitch.
We all know
still
your
am
racket.
Coughing. I am still
so am
buggery.
I.
Yeah, high but five, I'm
Alyssa.
Not going to be in the office for 8 hours around Jameson.
Yeah,
that's
I have
gross.
To work with her all,
all
day.
Right, at what point do we hear about your dolphin trauma story?
Tomorrow when I'm back in the studio with you all day.
There I was. Trying to surf.
I haven't been in the ocean since.
I went out to the ocean to surf. And a pack of dolphins came up to me.
Gang dolphin.
I got gang dolphined. I can't ever go in the water again.
I mean, when we were in Cancun, it was like, you never want to have the pregnant lady. Right, Jameson? That's like the thing, too. It's like, God forbid you got the pregnant, because they have to go around.
Is it hormones or something? What? Do they dolphins
the pheromone,
smell
yeah, they smell you.
They smell the pregnancy?
They smell it because of your vagina.
Yeah, you're just
juices.
Leeching off the wop. Now,
wow.
This dolphin story about the female sex organs, though, made me think, like, we're always assuming it's the boy dolphin.
Right.
But now I'm thinking the women, the girl dolphins are horny and lurking up
too. Which is great.
They're like chumps. The women are just as horny as the men.
Yeah.
I need some too. When
I was working on a cruise ship in the dock in Bermuda, they had a dolphin. So I went to see it like every week.
Did you hug it?
I didn't hug it, but I'd ask the trainer. I was like, so like, what do you do? They're like, well, you know, when the dolphin, I was like, how do you procreate the dolphins or whatever you do? And she's like, well, the dolphin lets us know when it's ready. Oh. And then we extract the semen.
Oh my,
I was like, how do you? How does a dolphin let you know?
Who does that job?
Scott at Freeze Frame. It's the other branch of Freeze Frame. Ugh.
I think sometimes if the dolphins are really, really horny, do they masturbate the dolphins?
Well, in order to.
We're gonna get canceled, by the way. We all love animals here. We're all just, you know, we're just.
But this
is a real thing.
I'm pro dolphin pleasure, not assault.
Right. Right.
I think this woman could tell that I thought it was sus that this dolphin was in this enclosure. So I was asking questions, like PETA-like questions.
Yeah, she's like, we got a guy lingering around asking us questions,
like,
and he's FBI.
It speaks to us, and then we...
Oh, it speaks to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we bring them together.
Or they thought you were a hugger, and they called Scott. Freeze Frame.
Well, speaking of gang dolphins, Shane, you've got a third date, right? Oh. On
Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about this, ladies. What I appreciate is that the guy doesn't just want you for your wagon.
I appreciate that too.
He actually took you to dinner.
Yeah.
And then so you've had two dates with him?
Yeah.
And he's picked up the tab both?
Yeah,
times?
Like nice, legit places.
Great. And now let me ask you this. It's now third dates coming up, and he wants to do a day date like Runyon or Getty.
Mm. Cute.
What do you think about that on a third date?
It seems like a lot. It seems like early to invest a whole day.
Does he?
Why don't you go to SeaWorld?
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
And swim with the dolphins.
You could start late afternoon. I mean, the good news is you can be seen in any light. You're still
right.
So angelic.
Good point.
You don't need to avoid and hover in dark areas.
Yeah.
So, and you want to see him in the light.
That's true.
Right. Brandy and I, we look up on the weather app when sundown. Okay, I can see you at 5:17.
Yeah, exactly.
Right after the sun goes down.
Push the date. Yeah. Just until after the sunset.
Possibly. I cannot see you till after 7. I'm so sorry. It's just daytime, you know.
I mean, that sounds nice. Do you like him?
Yeah. I don't know. I have Sundays like my only day to myself, and do I want to spend it all day with someone else?
Right. You also need to be able to drink, so it can't be.
Right.
Saying,
they're not. They don't. They're not serving drinks at Runyon.
Yeah. My hiking might not be the.
That's the other thing.
Cute.
You're not that athletic.
I'm not athletic. I do not want to do the hike.
So he's like, bro, let's go Runyon. Just like, let me.
Yeah. I'm gonna be so red. I'm gonna be sweaty.
Yeah. No, you're not in shape.
I'll be too hungover.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to be hiking.
For sure.
You should go to the Hollywood Reservoir because it's all flat. And you just
walk Lake
around.
Hollywood.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Just a walk,
and you can walk around it in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But you can't drink wine.
You
just go to brunch.
You don't have to sweat.
Yeah,
go to brunch. But I will tell you, the bathroom situation obviously is porta potties.
It's 30 minutes. I'll go before.
Okay, not everyone can hold it.
I didn't even think about the bathroom situation.
I never considered.
It's the first thing I think about always.
I think about parking. Mm. That's what I think about. Well, okay. So are you going to do the day date? But see, here's the thing. I worry about you like hiking and sweating.
I'm not doing
turning
running,
red and doing all that.
Definitely not.
What about the Getty? That seems boring.
I've never done that.
You have to get
it's
on
really
that
boring,
tram.
And it's a lot of small talk.
Intimacy, yeah.
It seems like
and
a
then you're
big
be like,
investment.
Oh, this painting.
Yeah, no. And then you're just going to sound stupid because you're not going to know anything about the paintings.
Yeah.
But you could just text me.
Like, oh, this is a wonderful Modigliani. Oh, I'm just.
I love this Nagel. Patrick Nagel.
This isn't modern art at all. Do you like going to museum-y type places?
Yeah. I'm just worried about the time investment.
I don't know.
And looking
there's a lot of talking.
That doesn't sound. Yeah.
Especially at the Getty, because you have to get on that long.
Yeah, it's too long of a day.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're a captive audience because you have to get on that monorail.
Yeah.
It is a 2 to 3 hour commitment. It's not like, hey, let's go.
Let's leave.
Yeah, no. And then you got to wait like for the tram and the whole thing. Uh-uh. Mm. I'm saying no to Runyon, no to Getty. What I'm saying yes to is High Tops.
High Tops.
Well, that's what I want. That's what we've been doing, like things like that. But
that's
it sounds
what you
like
need
he
to
wants
do.
A little. You know, more time or more.
Then why don't
activity
you do like do the Abbey brunch and look at like the drag brunch. It might be a slightly corn, but
or like Hamburger Mary's.
Hamburger Mary's. Go to Skirball. Look at the Jewish exhibit. That'll be fun for you guys. Go to a fish store and look at aquariums.
Have
I'd rather
you.
Do that than do the, yeah. than go to the Getty.
Yeah, that's
well,
a big
good. Thing. You found your match.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott can give you guys a tour of scales and tails. And you can go pick out a few.
That's the one that's in Burbank.
bubble trouts or whatever they're called.
Bubble guppies.
Oh, sorry.
All right, we're going to take bubble, a quick bubble, we're going to take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back with comedians Brandi Howard, Julie Goldman, and Shane Douglas. Do we have an American Idol, Jeff Lewis Live Idol performance tomorrow?
Potentially.
Okay, good. I'm excited for that.
All right, then yes.
Okay, good.
You don't need any time to prepare.
I'll do it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm a professional.
That's right.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. girls, I did want to ask you, are you available Thursday night? Because we are, a few of us, just a very small, select group of people, are going to be taking Leah Black out to dinner before she leaves on Sunday. Are you available on Thursday? I'm thinking El Capadre. Because that went worked out so well for us last time, right in front of the stage.
I had a wonderful dinner when we went to El Compadre.
I loved it.
I have to say, I've been craving El Compadre since I got COVID.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get COVID.
Well, here's your chance on Thursday night.
Right. I know we're waiting.
Are you available?
We are available.
Maybe you guys could call and say you're on your way. And then text me and say, I'm parking. We'll be in the restaurant any minute.
I know that we this is what we're about. Just going to keep waiting until that happens again. And I want you to know it definitely will. So nobody needs to worry that that's never going to happen again, because it absolutely is going to happen again.
A quick question for you, Brandi.
Yes.
Okay. I've been saying Happy New Year. All right.
Yes.
Is today the 11th or the 12th?
12th.
Okay. I've been saying Happy New Year. On Monday the 10th. It was the last time I have said to my neighbor when I was walking, Happy New Year. How long do I say Happy New Year, or at what point does it become redundant?
Well, we have t-shirts that people buy on our website, and we send a handwritten note, and we name each year. This year we called Do You 22. I will say happy Do You 22 until December 30th of this year on the note.
Okay.
Last year, or Money 20, which I then turned into COVID 20. That whole year, I wrote happy COVID 20.
So you said the whole year. You say happy new year basically the whole year.
At least in that note. Yeah. I mean, okay.
On the note,
listen.
Interpersonally, I think that I would stop saying it when January is over.
Okay, so I can say it through the end of the month. What do you think, Jameson?
So. I think if you're so you're only saying it to someone you're seeing for the first time
right.
since the
yes.
New Year has begun.
No, I'm not right. saying it repeatedly to the same neighbor.
Oh. Happy New Year, Jameson.
Thank you, I thought he was.
You've already wished that to me. Yeah, I guess I think the end of January is pushing it. Maybe I'll give it one more week.
I'd love to ask Alyssa, but she's not in the studio. She's at home with COVID symptoms.
Oh, my God.
All right, Alyssa, from your home in Pasadena, how
yes,
long
it's beautiful. Thank you.
It is beautiful. How long do I say Happy New Year?
I think you see the person, and that's it, but only till January, and then that's it.
Alyssa, do you
stop saying it every day to the lady at the desk. That's why she's so annoyed with you.
That's true. And by the way, now
she's so tired of you.
I purposely go out of my way because, you know, there's all kinds of different people that work there. So this morning, I was like, hey, good morning. And she's like, she goes, hi. I'm like, how are you? And she goes, I'm good. How are you? And so
you
I was disappointed because I wanted to be like, oh, my, you know, my corns are hurting and my I've got to go to the dentist.
I have cramps.
My wisdom teeth are coming in. I mean, I love it. The negative shit makes me laugh.
Yeah.
But I didn't get negative. I got real up and happy today.
Well, things couldn't be better. I hate when people, when I say, like, how are you? And someone's like, I'm amazing. I'm like, well, go fuck yourself. And never stop, okay?
It is true.
Literally, I'm amazing.
Because you know
you're amazing.
Right, no one's amazing.
No. Oh, really? Oh, I have nothing to complain about. Get the fuck. I have everything to complain about. You have not one thing to complain about. Not one thing you couldn't complain. The hell is your mouth?
Yeah.
There's a movement of people who feel very passionate that when someone asks them how they are, they genuinely give an answer, whether they are well or not.
Oh,
well.
Okay, mate, let's try that then. So this morning it would have gone like, okay, so Brandy, you be the girl at the desk.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I just got my MRI back, and it looks like I have a disc bulge two discs down from where I had my neck my neck vertebra replaced. How are you doing?
Well, I'm still working at this job. I was 15 minutes late. A fucking parking guy. The thing wouldn't go up. My scanner wasn't working in the elevator, but, you know.
And I just took Plan B. So, anyway.
Because she swam with the dolphins yesterday? Oh, speaking of which, Scott just texted me. He must be listening live.
Hey, Scott.
I want to go to the reptile show in Ooh. Pomona on the 22nd. I wrote, have fun, hugger. I'm not fucking going to the reptile show. When did that start?
I don't like reptiles.
How did we go from fish to reptiles?
Fish are not reptiles.
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, I have to say, fish of Palooza and Long Beach to reptile show
in Pomona.
We're getting, we're getting, it's too gamey.
I want to go to the crystal meth show out in San Bernardino.
Didn't we drive to Pomona for that Christmas thing? It took forever.
It was forever.
I'm not driving an hour and 15 minutes
not
to go to the reptile
reptiles.
Show.
Scott, I'll
Maybe
call you. I will go.
Julie is now Googling reptiles.
I'm
I see weird like
reptile show in Pomona.
No, yes. It really is.
It's for real.
I know he's for real. I know that's not a joke.
It reminds me of things you see when you're innocently walking in Cabo and you're like, whoa!
No, how many it's like times are you going to bring up that you guys went to Cabo? I get it.
It was Cancun the first time.
Yeah, it was Cancun. Shane, we've been all over Mexico, okay? So, and I also Costa Rica. Okay, Central America as well.
There's one place I haven't been to, Shane.
So yesterday, after we picked up Monroe Lewis, you know, and I have a strange sense of humor, but my kid gets it. So we were talking about the bubble guppies and the whole thing. And then she's like, Daddy, we were going over Laurel Canyon. Nothing I can do here. But she's like, Daddy, I'm really thirsty. I said, well, I don't have any. Daddy, I'm really thirsty. I'm on Laurel Canyon. It's like, where am I going to stop? So I was joking and I said, well, do you feel like milk? Because I can pull over and breastfeed you. And she's like, ew, no, Daddy. Okay, so meanwhile, Meanwhile, we're on hold with Dr. Wong's office because I was trying to get the results of my MRI. So we're on hold. So she's like, ew, daddy. And I'm like, Shane, are you thirsty? You want me to pull over and breastfeed you? And he's like, I don't want your breast milk. That's disgusting. And then right around the same time, hi, this is Maya. Maya heard the, you want me to pull over and breastfeed you? I don't want your milk. That's disgusting. So we were
from a grown man.
So we were so mortified.
From two men's voices.
We were so mortified that Shane literally is like, I am never going back to Dr. Wong's office. I'm totally fucking humiliated. We have to find you another surgeon.
I know all those girls like at the office. Like I call them like, hey, Shane, how are you? Happy? Like we talk, like I know them. That's so embarrassing.
Also your voice, I mean, not for nothing, very distinguishable. Like definitely heard like, gross. Yeah. I want your breast milk. Shout out breast milk. Hey, Maya.
But it was funny, like right when he was freaking out, hi, this is Maya. And then Maya, it was really awkward, right?
It was really awkward.
Awkward was like, it was like long pauses, like she, almost like she thought it was a prank call.
She was like, was I supposed to hear that?
Yeah, like I think she thought we were like punking her or something.
Yeah.
Shane, okay, so then, are you okay?
All right, so then here's the other thing when I called Dr. Wong's office, which I think is really weird. So, you know, you get like the main number and then you have to dial the extension of the person you need to speak to. So we did whatever, 102 for Maya. So they said, please wait while we try your extension. And then there's this weird sound that sounds like, I think it's supposed to sound like someone's typing, but this is what it sounds like. Now, what are you thinking
That's
about
exactly
when you hear that?
Exactly what it sounds like.
Okay, do it again.
That. Oh, you're on hold. Oh, it's so good.
Seriously, like a dolphin.
Yeah, just another minute. Do you like what you see?
Isn't that disgusting? Because I,
no.
Right, we were thinking
Why
the
did they
same
play
thing.
That?
Why wow. are they doing that?
They
it does
that
not sound like typing.
No. They do it at like AT&T or DirecTV too.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And that's like, and also, we know you're not, no one's there inputting.
I know you're a computer
thing.
Bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not
you're
stupid.
You're not fooling me. You're not
real.
A real voice.
Right. No.
But Ugh. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
That's and you know like, what? You know you should say representative. Because every time, representative, yeah. representative, representative. Well, just tell me where you're at. Representative. But are you here for your cell phone, your mobile phone, or your representative, bitch?
Representative.
All right, now, can we please do the story of the terminally ill dwarf? I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, I'm happy that you, I mean, the headline does say terminally ill dwarf.
Yes.
Wants to get famous before she dies with help of 6 foot tall boyfriend. Are we allowed to say dwarf?
I think we can say dwarf.
I mean,
oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't say it, but it was in the headline. So I mean, I feel like that.
Maybe we'll say little because we're so inclusive
yeah.
here. I want to say we'll call it little person.
Yeah, I think that's what we're supposed to
not
say.
Not yet. We'll call her. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll call her a little person.
Corey Maguire. I think this story is from or it's from Scotland. So maybe in Scotland. They play the Oompa Loompa theme and call them dwarfs. So she has scoliosis. She has something called achondroplasia.
Achondroplasia.
Excuse you.
Oh, what's that?
Oh.
Whoa,
I watch all those TLC shows. It's a form of dwarfism. It's just one of the reasons.
Where her tiny arms and legs can't support her full size head and is it neck? There's something else full size. I don't want to say
torso.
Is Megan doing the news?
Torso.
Usually
yeah,
it's
yeah,
torso.
Absolutely.
It's usually
well,
the torso.
Well, I wasn't sure. Familiar with achondroplasia.
Yeah, head and torso are normal size.
So she is, I guess, scoliosis. I didn't realize that eventually does kill you.
I have scoliosis, so that's unfortunate to hear.
Are you going to try and get famous on TikTok with your 6 foot tall boyfriend?
Sure I am.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
She's already six.
She's
too.
3 feet tall. He's 6 feet tall. Why am I fascinated to watch them have sex? I don't know, but I'm very interested in what they do.
She can't walk.
There's no way. There's
she
no way
wears.
You know what it is? It's lift and fuck. It is lift and fuck.
It's a spinner.
Yep.
Sit and spin.
Like he's probably a little bit of a deviant, that guy. Don't you think?
Yeah, because she's not just a little person.
Allegedly.
She's also horribly sick.
Yeah, yeah. She wears, you know, like adult diapers. Ugh. And
see, people are into that.
He has to really take care of every single bit of her needs. He's younger than her. They met when he was 17, so she's a little bit of a deviant, too.
Ooh.
She likes that young dolphin meat.
She's a... Okay, this is going south really fast.
Well, I mean, listen, she wants to bring awareness to her condition on TikTok.
She wants to be famous.
Yes.
I think she should come on Jeff Lewis Live.
I think that would be amazing.
She would love it.
I'm happy to have her.
You can call her in Scotland.
Shane, you'll have to change your diapers while she's here.
Can we invite her partner?
Maybe.
Now, I mean, listen, he's not bad looking.
No, he's not.
And they met on a dating website. What dating website is this? I mean, Jameson, you're the androcomplinasia expert here. Like, do they have...
I'm the dating website expert.
I don't know.
Do they have, like, little people specific...
There must be.
I think it's inspiring when, like, something... You'll find love. Everyone can find love
out there,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I always thought the girl that got with Mini-Me, like Vern Troyer, that was always very fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, you're interested too.
Well, because looks
I've
wise,
never seen little person porn, but I'm open.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
I don't think I have you?
I'll ask Doug. He probably belongs to that subscription.
I think I might have.
The thing with this girl is that she does have the full size head and torso, and she's giving you, you know, a woman effect in the face. Vern Troyer, to me, with all due, he was giving a baby effect, like his vibe.
You know who's that one hot little person
that we saw? Gucci.
Megan wants to
the actor
that Megan wants to fuck.
The
Dinklage,
actor
Peter Dinklage.
Yes, I think he has a big dolphin dick.
He might.
Yeah.
I think he does.
Because I think that, you know, they just, their legs are shorter, but I think they're, his
dick
must look really big compared to his legs.
The torso and the head is normal size.
I bet he's got a normal size dick.
He's like a tripod.
Yeah. He's handsome.
Well, one of the guys from the show, we saw driving and I damn near died. The guy looks like Richard Gere. That guy. Is he still alive, Jameson? You watch all the shows.
That's the man.
On TLC.
They have the fun.
Oh,
they
Little
got
People, Big World.
He's very handsome.
Yeah, they're good looking. They have good looking,
I will tell you, the little person that I saw, we saw in Gucci was stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah.
And like her whole body was like in proportion. So she just looked like somebody shrunk her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like she was stunningly beautiful. She's that girl, was American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she was that actress. Yes.
Oh yeah, Jyoti.
She's stunning in person. I couldn't stop staring. You had to keep pulling my arm.
You were like, Shane, take a picture.
I know.
I won't do that. Let's go, please.
You know, little people have kids and normal lives just like you and me. Well, like me, not like you. But
oh, you have a normal life?
You have kids and a normal life?
I'm saying.
With your IBS and, yeah.
I'm sure.
And your clown
IBS
school.
I'm
that's
sure
a real normal life. And if this, when, what, nerd group?
My
yeah,
point
right.
is obviously things are working as they do with an average person.
That there was like a magical world where all the little people lived and that's where they all were. Cause you'd be like, where are they? You know what I mean? You don't really see them that often. So there was like this magical world where they all lived as urban legend. And then when I moved to Burbank, I was like, I think it's Burbank because there are a lot of them around Burbank.
Because of the studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember like when I first moved there, I was like Rite Aid and I saw one on a payphone and I was like, hot. When have you even seen a payphone recently?
Wow.
And then you got a little person on a payphone and I have one that lives on my street and I'm like, you know, I feel like Burbank is the magical land.
Okay, so can we do another story? One more story?
Yeah.
I don't want to, but we can. Okay, what?
All right, let's not. You know what we're going to do? I just want to let you know that I went out last night. I went with Andrew Freund and Shane. We went to the Scream screening.
Ooh.
And I'm a Scream fan, and I loved it. I have to say, I loved it. And I have severe ADD, and I was completely transfixed for 2 hours.
Wow.
And the thing is that I wasn't so concerned about a crowded theater because I have the antibodies, but the way they did it, it was only like 15% of capacity. They really spread everybody apart. Mm. And so I went into this, have you been to these Dolby theaters?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the recliners?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, but then they like move and shake. So like
I thought that was you doing that.
I thought that was you too. But no, what happened is I first noticed somebody like was thrown off a staircase and they landed hard on the ground. And then my whole seat shook.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, I haven't been
and
to
I was
that.
Like, yeah, and then I started noticing when they were in the fight scenes, my seat was shaking.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah. And then honestly,
that is so cool.
Do you remember that sex scene? I actually felt like I was having sex.
I got penetrated. I was sitting there and something literally
I thought it was a dolphin.
Entered
I thought it was a dolphin.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and it was the Dolby Theater.
I had no.
Did you guys have? Do you like to have popcorn while you watch movies, or no? That's like
we didn't have time because we only had 13 minutes before the movie started, so we didn't get anything to eat. I do like popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, for you,
me,
there is a lesbian scene.
Oh, thank God! I can't go to a movie if it doesn't have a lesbian scene. I can't possibly go on.
It's like Leah.
I'm so excited to tell you.
Are we like what? It's like a hardcore pussy eating scene, or
no?
What?
No. It's very light,
Of course, it is.
Yeah, it's light lesbian.
Right. It's just like they're both hot.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, what? What are we talking
about? Just some
about?
Kissing.
Oh,
just
I mean, we really need.
There was
to
some
be
flirting
Campbell.
And then some kissing.
Right.
Well, I didn't feel that though in the seat.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't feel that.
You guys felt nothing. You guys felt nothing.
I felt
dead inside.
Exactly.
I felt the seat almost was just like annoying me. It was like, it just became like the seat
and no
was
one.
Like irritating.
Yeah, no one feels anything generally. No one does. That's why it's not much.
Now, you think there was one hot guy?
Yeah.
Do you think, okay, is it the lead's boyfriend that was hot? Who do you think was hot? I meant to ask you.
The twin? It was the girl who had the guy twin.
Oh, you thought he was hot?
You did it?
No. Such, we have different
He's
types.
Handsome.
See, we have different types.
Who did you think was hot?
Okay, you know the lead, the girl that came back for her sister, whatever.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend. You didn't think he was hot?
It was fine.
Oh, okay, well, we have different types.
Was it the original cast, like the original screen people?
Some of the original.
Ooh.
And I will say there are a lot of plot twists.
Ooh.
There's surprises.
Ooh.
There's a couple of surprise deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I thought it was good. Like it was
good.
Yeah. I mean,
it was.
It moved. Juicy. I thought it was funny. There was like gore and blood and a lot of people died.
So
I liked
you
it.
You liked the original Scream, all of them. Because those are funny and fun. And
yeah, but I have to say,
campy.
I do miss Jamie Kennedy in them.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they bring Jamie Kennedy? Oh, because he died.
Well, and he also looks homeless. He needs to clean up. I think, I keep telling him this, I think he'll book way more jobs if he cleaned up.
What are we dealing with? What I don't think I've seen a picture of him.
Well, we'll show you a picture.
Jeff mentions it every time.
Yeah. I know, we never.
He's not listening to me.
Does he have BO?
I wouldn't. No, he doesn't smell bad, but he doesn't smell good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He smells like skin.
Like he took a shower probably yesterday morning.
mm-hmm. I love you. I like how you monitor. Whoa. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think he could book.
See, he's cute underneath all that. That's
maybe he's trying to go for like Duck Dynasty slash.
Well, how many roles are those?
Guy. I don't know.
He could easily get a man who's been in prison for 22 years.
Yep.
Man who got lost in the wilderness as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of bomber or killer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think there's lots of things for him with that look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why he couldn't be in Scream. Simply like.
Because. I mean, they're all pretty attractive.
She died,
right?
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
he
but
died
then
he died in, I think it was the second one, but then he came back in like a video in the third.
Yeah, I mean, we could have thought he was dead, but instead he was living off the land somewhere in a burned out van.
Now, that Neve Campbell is, I think she's very attractive, and she has aged well.
Yeah.
She looks good. Now, Courtney, you know, Cox, like, you can tell like she's had some work. Like she's, but I think she's well preserved. I mean, you know, she's 57. She looks damn good.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shane.
No, I'm saying too. I think she looks very attractive.
There was a minute where she went like off the deep end with her work, and then she really pulled it back. And
a lot better
than happy.
I think it was filler. She had it dissolved. I think it was filler. She had it all dissolved. She looks good.
Mm-hmm. A lot better than who?
Her Cougar Town time. That was when she
right. That was when. I'm so happy she pulled it back because she's so pretty. She doesn't need all of that. I think she had the bone structure to age like well. And like I love Courtney Cox. Love. Mm-hmm. And Neve Campbell's totally frozen in time. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad it's good. And that Jeff didn't give away the ending like he always does.
I know. I've been very conscious of it. Well, then they do this before they screen it. They had Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox like basically tell us
let
like
others don't enjoy the movie.
Yeah, don't ruin it for them, Jeff Lewis. And they might as well have said Jeff Lewis because it was pretty much they made it look like they were talking to the whole theater, but I knew they were talking to me.
And your chair was like shaking.
Yeah,
like, it's you. There was a voice here. This is for you, Dick.
This is only for Jeff Lewis.
Now, Brandy, do you feel like I think in life, you probably are a perfect example of pretty privilege. So people do things for you. They give you things. You like, you know, you always get seated before everyone else. You get, you know, because of what you look like. Do you find that the masks are like it's
they hinder my pretty privilege.
It's basically leveling the playing field where everyone else now it's like I'm being treated like everyone else.
Well, there was a point where if I wear sunglasses and a mask, I'm still getting carded, and then I feel good. Because I'm basically just covering up my whole entire face, and they don't see anything. And then I get carded, and now I'm like, now I'm screwing other people over. But yeah, I feel like the mask is, it's, I am thinking people are hot and they take it down and whoa, I
yep.
thought that was
false
wrong,
advertising.
Yeah, wow, I really...
For ugly people, the masks are great. But for us, it's been a problem.
People with really, really pretty eyes and weak chins or
I
weird
don't get
teeth.
Discounts anymore. I don't get free shit. I don't get to cut the line. I get nothing. No. I get nothing. And by the way, that mask is giving me acne.
So bad for my skin.
So bad. I'm
so
sick of it.
Mask.
I don't want to wear it anymore. It's,
and now it's,
it's not worth it.
I know that more than we did.
I know that it protects me from COVID, but I don't want zits.
It protects you and other people.
Oh, yeah. That,
but
that
I get
too.
Acne if I wear it, so I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, the you greater are, good, you know, humanity.
We're done with the masks.
I know,
now.
But acne.
Yeah. right.
Ugh, I'm so sick of it. And I'm not even a there's no even privilege here. Everyone thinks I'm
well,
a man
Julie
anyway.
Now they really think she's a man.
Oh my god!
Know, that whole
I mean,
thing.
I couldn't
can't
even
see your feminine lips. They were like, "Oh, it's good."
That's right. And even if I put the mask down, they're still like, "What, sir?"
I'm mean, excited for you to see it. That lesbian scene.
Okay, well, I want to see this movie now.
Yeah, it's good. It's
I
fun.
Really want to see it now,
and it's
I
only
will,
2 hours.
I'll get back to you and let you know what my rating is on the lesbian scene.
Okay.
I was curious why 13 minutes wasn't enough time to get popcorn.
Hmm.
That's a good question.
There, I could have
Jeff's
one
like,
minute.
We only have
me.
13 minutes. Let's get in there. And Shane's like, God, I just... Can
if
I
there was a
that?
Bar, I would have gotten there for sure. And I kept talking about the Sherman Oaks one because I love that Sherman Oaks theater because it's a bar. You can grab a drink. You can take it inside.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Andrew was like, we have to get there at 4:30. I'm going to get there at 4:30. Can I pick you up? And we were like, we swooped in at like 4:50. You know?
Yeah.
Did the movie experience make you feel like you want to now go to the movies again
okay.
or no?
I liked it because it was only 15% capacity, so I felt like I had space. Yep. I felt like I could breathe. I don't know if I'm ready for a crowded. But even before COVID, I don't like crowds. Period. And I find myself like looking at the exits. Okay, if there's a fire, there's this or that. And I thought we were far from the exit, which I was making me a little uncomfortable. I mean, I like an exit strategy.
I do too, and I hate crowds.
Were you guys sitting together though, or did you use the excuse to be like Shane? You're like, I'm going to sit 4 seats away since we're all supposed to be distant.
COVID.
No, yeah. But you were getting pissed at me because I kept elbowing him when something was going to happen, and I was like, and I would elbow him.
And I'm like, I'm watching it too. Like I know that something's happening.
You know what? Is this your guys' first movie date? Like since you guys have started, is this your first? Because the movies, that's like a whole thing. Like even with my mom would always be like,
it was like
I'd
a father son thing.
Like, yeah. I'd go, Mom, like, what's happening? And she'd be like, I'm watching the same movie as you. I don't know. And, like, she'd get offended that I was asking her that. But, like, going to the movies is a thing. Like, so this is the first time, and now you know Jeff's annoying in a movie, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, especially if I forget my glasses.
Yeah.
And like, I can't tell which one's Ghostface.
Who's that?
Which one's that? Is that the killer? But my glasses are so ugly. The ones that I have, my driving glasses are the ones that I would have to bring.
They're so bad.
They're so ugly. I was like, I'd rather be blind and not see the movie than wear those glasses. Don't forget to check out Dumb Gay Politics, new eps weekly. It's Brandy and Julie's podcast. You also have a second podcast on Patreon.
Patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics. It's no politics. It's just... us, like, you know, doing whippets and weird stuff.
Love.
So it's you have two different podcasts, and they're both new eps weekly, correct?
Yeah, we That's do great. Two Patreon podcasts a week, brand new. So we do three podcasts a week.
I guess we don't have any time for calls today. Oh. I'm really sorry. I know you wanted to take those calls. Oh, we had a hugger on the line, too. It's too bad. Please call us back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you ladies on Thursday, maybe, if you show up.
Fingers crossed.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog.
So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.